It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us, as always, at 404-726-0929. Let's go to the lines now. And this is new. Squid Nation member number 97 in Villa Rica.
First of all, there's not 97, there's not 97.
Let the man talk. Look,
good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Tiff, before you went to break, you said you didn't want a Squid Nation member call in, so I had to say my name like that. I'm not a Squid Nation member. I'm Mike Mafia all the way. Bam, bam, bam.
Let's go.
Anyway,
we appreciate that.
Sit down, Bo.
For your sister, okay?
Decide to come over Saturday after I've been working all day, and she's got two little kids. Don't get me wrong. I'm a kid lover, right? But my kids are old enough to sit down at the table and eat and have a nice dinner. Well, here we are at Cracker Barrel, and I'm sitting here with this big old bowl of chicken and dumplings. I'm tearing it up. Well, I look over to my wife, and my wife, being a mother as she is, she gets her six-month-old niece and just holding her, and she's not touching no food at all. So here we are on the way home, and I get the look, and I look at her, and she looks at me, and she says, well, at least your belly's full. So anyway, my question for you, Mike, and Bo, and Tim, have y'all ever been put in a situation like that before? I'm out. Mike Mafia.
That's a sad deal for Squid Nation, man. Just somebody
really
just
is.
Flipped the table on them. Yes, I have been put in a situation like that, man. Long before I was a father, I was a uncle to two beautiful nieces. And, yeah, there was a lot of things about parenthood that I did not understand. And so there would definitely be times that I would hit the escape button on situations because I'd be like, dude, I don't get this, and I'm out of here. I hit the eject button. But now being a father of my own, I get sometimes things don't always end up the way you plan them, man. So sometimes you have to roll with it. But hopefully your wife got a chance to circle back to that that good Cracker Barrel.
Look, you know, we've all been there before. Team no kids. No, I'm just kidding. I like kids. I've been around my friends' kids a lot. But then there's sometimes where I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's enough.
And it is.
I'm good.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Any parent will tell you this, that you can tolerate a lot more out of your own children than you ever could out of anybody else's. So
yes,
it
yes.
is what it is.
But you know, sometimes are you angry tweeting, Bo?
Oh no, he's gloves
you're
off.
You're not.
Okay.
Are you sure? I feel like
you're
lying.
You
to
threw
me.
That phone down
you
really,
did,
really
you did.
Fast.
You're angry tweeting. Every time you
no,
angry
I'm
tweet,
not.
Read the tweet.
I'm honestly not angry tweeting. At all.
Okay.
It's just angry texting.
I'll keep it moving then. Let's go to Chief in South Fulton.
What's
up? I
told Dylan to get the number of that caller so we can block it.
What's
yeah,
up,
yeah,
Chief?
Yeah. You might want to block that one, Tribal Chief. But good morning, Mike Johnson. And
are you ready to flip too, Chief?
Huh? No, I'm not.
Are you ready to flip to the Mafia too? Okay, I'm just checking.
No. Good morning,
Portal's
the only
open.
Man who got
hey,
more
leave
sponsors
my members alone. Let Chief talk. Have some respect for
yeah,
Chief, Mike.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chief.
Go ahead, there you go. Because, you know, my man got more sponsors than NASCAR, Tribal Chief does. So,
what? Yeah.
He more sponsors than NASCAR. Good morning. The only one I know who killed a cat is twice.
Good morning.
But I got a question for Dylan this morning since we're having this farm day today. And Dylan, you the farmer this morning. I got to get these guys something to do. So I got a cow that needs to be milked. I got some hens. I need to get the eggs to eat. And we got to feed the pigs this morning. So who's doing what, Dylan? Who's doing what?
Mm. Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question, Chief. Mm-hmm. All right. So as far as milking a cow goes, I am going to give that responsibility to Bo because he has the most experience on a farm, and I believe Bo has probably milked a cow before. Bo, am I right in that assessment?
No, I'm not a cow milker.
Dude, he's fooled you, Dylan. There's, he has no clue.
There goes all my credibility right there. All my
but
credibility
I can,
is gone.
I can feed the pigs. I can also call the pigs to get fed.
No. All right, well we'll let you. We'll let
I'll
you.
Call the pigs for you if you want.
All right, well yeah, we'll let you find a new squiggy and let you feed the pigs, Tiffany. What are we going to do with Tiffany?
She's got to get the eggs, dude. She's not carrying it.
But getting the eggs is hard because some of those chickens are and some of those hens are sassy. Like,
well,
I've seen videos
on
TikTok.
What was the other option?
Tiffany,
you shut your mouth.
Tiffany, would you
Jeez.
Tiffany, would you rather milk a cow or try to get eggs from hens? I feel like milk,
either,
I feel like milking,
I mean,
the
cows
would be
actually
easy, easy
pretty,
for you.
Because cool,
cows are pretty chill when you milk them.
They are. They but are.
I would just love to see Tiff go toe to toe with one of those hens.
I don't like birds. I mean?
She will
like
run away.
They're the bird family. I'm
yeah,
good.
That's,
I'm good on
that's
I'll milk
another
the cow.
Good point. So Tiffany, you're on.
I'll milk the cow.
You're on cow milking duty, and Mike, I know you ain't scared of no birds, so you, I know you get those eggs for me.
I'm all over that. I'm all over. I would do any of those. Matter of fact, because you know I'm more of a farmer than both.
Let's go.
You ain't ever farmed a day in your life, son.
Neither of you.
Back to the lines. Back to the lines. Good morning, AED in Decatur.
What's going on, Shiv? What up, Squid?
What's going
What's
on?
What's up, man?
I feel like we're picking sides this morning, so I'm a pick Squid Nation, man. So we're picking sides this morning.
I was unfortunate.
That's right.
I say,
that's right.
When it's the mafia, I give you a foim, foim, foim. When it's the nation,
hey.
I go, womp, womp.
Hey, don't listen to that hate. That's nothing but a 6'7" hater.
I know,
just
man.
Just let the man get his call in. Let the man get his call
in. I got a wake-up call for the Hawks, man. So I need the Hawks. I need them to trade DeJounte. Let's get a big in here from somewhere. I don't care where it is. We need a big that can score and get rebound, double-double all day. So I need the Hawks to wake up and get that done. I appreciate it, Chip.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the talking point for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months now. That, you know, what do they need to do, and can they get enough back in order to make that happen if DeJounte is the only one on the market? I mean, that's the question, right? Can you get enough back for DeJounte at this point to be able to make a move like that happen? I don't know the answer. I mean, and we've had a number of callers that have called in here that got all the great ideas, but you don't know who you're going after, right? And there's not a big man on the market. If you're going to go through the draft, that's another thing, and I don't know what the long term is, man. I've stopped trying to guess at it. It just seems like any time that I say that the Hawks need to zig, that the Hawks end up zagging. So I have no idea.
Well, they got to make a move with someone. They got to get creative in some way. And I understand everyone wants a big. I don't think that, to your point, the big that you need in this day and age to win, I don't know who that would be that's out there. I think you would hope eventually Okongwu could kind of be that guy in there. A lot of people think he's not big enough, but I know they need a wing that can score. I know they need. They still got to have some outside shooting because Bogey is your sixth man. That's his best role. And look,
Bogey's great at that too. I mean,
but DeAndre,
he should be in the top three sixth man of the year conversation.
DeAndre was his best this year, doing what? Coming off the bench.
Yeah.
And that's something that Quinn found, but you're paying him a lot more than a guy to come off the bench.
All right, we're going to Frank in Fayetteville, and word on the street is he owns a farm, so he wants to get in on this farm talk right now. What's going on, Frank?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so you guys got the farm chores wrong, right? Getting eggs is the easiest thing you can do on the farm. Yeah, you might have a sassy chicken once in a very long time, right? It barely ever happens. So Tiffany, you can get the eggs. Easy.
Okay, all right.
Now, what
chore do you think Bo's best suited for?
Bo doesn't know anything about farms. Let's get it real. So Bo can easily just go feed the pig. It's so easy. You throw feed out. But the problem that you have there is feeding the pigs means you got to go to the pig pen, and that's some man stuff, and I don't think Bo can do it.
Shots fired from Fayetteville.
He said, Mike's mopping.
Mike Moppy,
ain't no Frank from Fayetteville know anything about farming. He's just a liar, making stuff up. Frank, you're just making stuff
this
up.
This is why the nation continues to shrivel up.
Shrivel up? What are you talking about?
You're just making enemies of everybody.
How many people's called in for you?
Frank very obviously knows what more people than's called in for you.
Frank, I can tell one thing. If Frank thinks there ain't no hostile chickens, he ain't ever been around a chicken, because chickens are the meanest daggum animal on a farm. If you ain't been on a farm and know a chicken, you don't know that. I've been around chickens. They hateful animals. They go around pecking people and stuff. I don't want none of that.
You know how, Tiff, you were saying the other day about getting your card in trouble? Bo is worried about his Paulding County.
He's worried
about his Paulding County card. He is like, he's like, man, the nation's going to find out. I don't know anything about
that's not true.
That's chickens. about
farming.
That's
not true. But if you think, if you call up me and tell me the easiest thing is being around a chicken, chickens are a hateful animal.
He said the easiest thing is getting the eggs, not being around chicken. He said once every now and then you get a hateful chicken.
You got to be around them. All the chickens are hateful.
Well, now I know what I'm signing you up for volunteering.
That's why they do them in like they do
all
at
right,
the end.
All right, we're going back to the Lions. Good morning, Skip. What's
now,
happening?
Let's go.
What's going on, morning crew? How y'all doing?
What up, Skip?
Skip-tater.
Hey, before I get to my AMM on the Falcons right quick, I want to do my dog thing. I ain't get a chance to do my dog thing. So, Tiffany, you already know you're a pug. This bike said it to you, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
Remember when we did the dog quiz? I told you he said you're a pug and you snorted.
Yeah, I did. A pug. Now, Mike, you know, I'm representing Mike Moffitt, but I think you fit a St. Bernard. I think, Mike, you a St. Bernard because you get to carry the look around your chin. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that I slobber that much, Skip, but that's not bad. That's not bad. I'll take it.
But no, Mike, you get to take the look around. You know, the St. Bernard had a look in the little jaw thing they got on their neck.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but now, Bo ain't nothing but a chihuahua. He always got all that bark and don't do nothing but run. He just run. That's what Bo is.
That's all Bo is.
Look at my Falcons right quick, man. I think the Falcons should not take a quarterback in this draft because if you look at the draft for next year, basically all your AFC teams going to be stacked with quarterbacks in every one of the teams. And I looked at it for the NFC. You might have the Falcons looking for a backup quarterback. You have the Saints looking for a backup quarterback, Dallas and Seattle, and everybody else got their future quarterback. So I say wait till next year to get a quarterback. Spend all your draft picks this year on everything you need to get toward the playoffs and toward the Super Bowl. We're going to worry about a quarterback next year. You have to pick from the litter next year. And y'all take it easy. Mike Mafia!
Yes, sir.
Mike Mafia!
I think that there's some truth that they will take a quarterback, but I just don't think it'll be anywhere near where people want to act like.
I'm going to put it at 80% that there's one taken in the sixth round for me.
I think you're looking at a guy like Spencer Rattler. I think that's something that they could go with. But as far as the dog conversation, I'll take being called a chihuahua any day of the week over St. Bernard. Boy, you a sloppy dog, man. I tell you what.
Hey, listen, man.
Slobbering
some,
everywhere. I watched both the Beethovens, man. I tell you.
You're an expert, as we know.
Yeah, I saw all the Taco Bell commercials, too.